Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome back to WIT 2017. I'm Katie Galley here with Darren Parkinson. And once again, we're going to welcome Marva of Splunk back with us, as well as Ramona. She is here, as Marva mentioned earlier, she's the recipient of their scholarship. So Ramona, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved with Splunk, and how you met Marva, and what being in an event like WIT means to you?
So my name is Ramona. I am currently working at SunTrust, and I came
as the VP who just got promoted. Yeah, and she's only been there 2 years, so that's pretty darn good.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations. That's awesome. That's something to brag about.
Well, Marva does that for me.
Yeah, so. She's your hype man, right?
Yeah, so I was at Southern Poly, which converted into KSU, mm-hmm. and I was involved with the WIT on-campus program.
Okay.
So I'm one of the women that came through the different programs for WIT.
Wow.
And then I kind of did a summer research program for Southern Poly, data mining Twitter. And after I did 3 weeks of analysis in Excel, somebody told me, do you know about Splunk? And I had never heard of Splunk, and I kind of looked it up. And I had I entered all the data sets I got in Splunk and got the same graphs in a couple of hours that I worked over for 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I took it upon myself to teach myself Splunk, and I went through any training event I can get my hands on. And at that time, I was just a student.
Mm-hmm.
And then through my mentors in the WIT program, I actually was asked to be an intern at SunTrust, and they were looking for somebody that knew Splunk. And so my journey at SunTrust started because of Splunk.
Wow. And that story continues because, again, yes. We have a lot of fun here. So Christina Kreitzer, who I guess she's running around here somewhere. There's so many people here. She is on the board, and she was one of my customers. And so she was Ramona's mentor, and we were talking at another WIT event, and she had shared with me that she was mentoring somebody as part of the formal intern program. And she's like, yeah, I noticed that she actually has Splunk on her resume. So once we were able to track Ramona down, because as she shared, she did this all on her own. And when she tells you her personal story, you're going to be even more proud. And we were able to then get her a scholarship to our formal training program, which really helped quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, and that is incredible. And it's clear that you're a very humble person, Ramona. And you just have a great personality. But go into a little bit about your background and, you know, how you arrived here and got involved with Marva and everything.
So definitely, when I was an intern at SunTrust and I was doing the Splunk.
Tell them about you. Come on.
About me?
Yes. She's in the National Guard. She's a mom.
Wow.
I mean, she's a pretty, pretty kick-ass, traveled the world, you know. She's being really humble on this show.
All right. So I was 12 years in the Army National Guard.
Wow.
And I had a civilian career in a warehouse where I did pretty much everything, including junior programmer. And then I just decided to go back to school. So I was an adult student going back to school. And I had to be very selective with the extracurricular activities I do,
mm-hmm.
which included WIT on campus. And I did that very strategically because I was able to get exposed to a lot of executives.
Okay.
And then again, that's how I got my mentor. I ended up at SunTrust as an intern. And then they hired me full-time. And I met Marva along the way, just kind of Christina Kreitzer is my mentor. And she said, you have to meet Marva. And then Marva and I, we connected.
We had lunch. Yeah,
we had lunch, yeah. And it was really great. So we went to Vegas to the conference for Splunk, and it was lots of great training and fun.
Yeah, taking anyone to Vegas to an IT event is definitely training.
And so I'm just really a big advocate for Splunk. I love it.
Yeah. And what draws you to a program like WIT? How did you just get involved with it? And why do you care so much about women in technology?
So I was my major was computer science and software engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And when, as a woman walking into the classroom, a lot of the guys, they just avoid eye contact. So it feels a little lonely sometimes. And so definitely getting involved with women in technology was very lucrative to me because I just wanted to connect with other women
right.
That might have the same challenges. you know, when you're in that type of major where there's a lot, where it's predominantly male, they think you're going to be the secretary when you're on group projects. They're like, oh, can we have you on your team so you can do all the paperwork? I'm like, no, I'll be on the team and we can take turns and do this paperwork. And so it was just really, it was a great opportunity to connect with different women from different universities, but also seeing women in leadership positions.
Right.
It's not easy coming through the program in school, and just, you don't have that visibility in school.
Right.
All of the most of the professors are males, most of the books are written by the males, and so just being able to be part of WIT and seeing that there is leadership opportunities and there's this big community of everyone, I just really enjoyed it. And again, being a single mom, I had to choose very carefully the extra time that I invest in any kind of organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so the programs that WIT on campus offered at the time was a lot of networking events, a lot of events at companies for me to go and see what is out there. And so I really just enjoyed the program.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you touched on such a big point, you know, community, finding a group of people, young women who are like-minded and pursuing the same things that you are. And her journey was actually inspiring to me because she befriended one of our technical field engineers. And when we realized, and we had noticed it in many of our customers, that, as I said earlier, people with training of 6 months or less that had intellectual curiosity were really able to add very strong business impact at a senior level. So when we saw that, and we also saw how, you know, we were going to really change her life, you know, being a single mom and making a direct, specific goal of entering into an IT workforce career in the commercial world, we saw that and we're like, we need to do more of this. So she actually has helped us give us some guidance and just motivation to find more of those people so we can give that opportunity.
You said earlier I was humble, right?
Yeah. Right. You need a hype man. It's okay. It's all right. And just, you know, you can see the impact that WIT has, just Marvi. You can see, you know, directly working with Ramona.
I'm getting chills.
Like, right? So just, WIT to you, what kind of, how important is WIT just to see something that close to home, see someone's story flourish like that through a program like WIT? What does that mean to you?
It's so important. And every time I do a WIT event, and we're all, like Ramona said, super busy people, I always get something out of it. So if it's doing something, I was very involved with WIT on campus last year, and I went to events there. When you're meeting with people, it doesn't matter if it's the student, the parent, or even the educator, or a business person, it's an awareness, and it's a focus, and it really just lifts you up, and makes you feel like we're all here to try to make ourselves better, and have a different point of view, really to life, not just to the workplace.
Absolutely. It's great to meet you guys, and I'm so glad to be part of this event to meet you both here. So Ramona, if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, how might they do that?
I am on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Under Ramona Lopez and at Suntrust.
Well, great. Well, thank you both for coming on, Marva.
Thank
again,
you.
And Ramona, it was great to meet you. We will be back in just a few minutes at WIT Connect 2017.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.